Next, we have Dawn Anderson speaking on empowering the grid, title considerations in renewable energy deals. Dawn is the vice president and senior underwriting counsel for Stewart Title, a guarantee company, and specializes in renewable energy transactions. With a keen eye for creativity and providing the highest level of customer service, Dawn has been involved in developing client relationships as well as underwriting high liability title insurance transactions throughout the United States. Please help me welcome Dawn.
Can I sit?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. I think that Jake and Caitlin did an awesome job and probably covered a lot of stuff. So any questions? Just kidding. I think the questions that were coming in at the end of their presentation, I think I'll answer a few of those too as we're going through this. But my name is Dawn Anderson. I'm a senior underwriting counsel and relationship manager at Stewart Title Guarantee Company. I don't have the developer background like Jake has, but I do have title insurance background, and I've been doing this for quite a while now, a couple decades, let's say. But since I graduated from law school, I took a hiatus and tried to do something different because I thought that would be really fun. And believe it or not, title insurance was more fun than that. So here I am, and I'm back. When I started with Stewart about 13, almost 14 years ago, and have been working on renewable projects since I got here. So I'm going to do a little bit deeper dive. I know this is still, you know, kind of a basic presentation, but some of the issues that Jake and Caitlin were talking about, I really wanted to go just a little bit deeper into some of the title insurance considerations, because I think it's really important for you as developers and for you representing developers to understand kind of how you build that story. And I know Jake and Caitlin talked a lot about some of the things I'm going to talk about a little bit more in detail, but really getting back to that communication and just how you set up your project, not only on the ground, but how you set the story for your project. So here we go. So for those of you that have worked outside of the renewable energy space, I just wanted to point out there's some real key differences when it comes to title insurance. Jake and Caitlin did a good job of telling you what title insurance, the product is. But the thing about title insurance is it is an insurance product that is designed by ALTA, initially the American Land Title Association, which is the organization that creates the forms, right? So in the states where we can use those ALTA forms, we use them, and in other states we use forms similar. So when I talk about title insurance, I always have to remind folks that those forms, if you think about like the 80-20 rule, 80% of the time we're using those forms, it applies to a residential transaction, so like your house, or maybe a commercial transaction. It's very seldom, only in this space, that we have a title insurance product that really differs in significant ways. And so I wanted to just kind of throw out some things that are very different in this space. And the fact that, you know, the product of title insurance is designed to insure a real property interest. So a real property interest is very specific, and it's state specific, right? So state laws and state statutes tell you what is considered real property. But as you all know, in this space, everything that is being put on that real estate, on that piece of dirt, not everything, but most of it is considered personal property items. And so there's a big difference between a commercial transaction and a renewable project transaction. So what we do in this space is very niche, and what we're insuring, we have to find a way to do that within the confines of a product that is designed essentially for residential real estate. So that's the challenge, and I think that's why us title people like to geek out on it. We can talk about it for forever. We insure things like severable improvements on a daily basis. It's really a discretionary insurance purchase. So when you purchase your home, if you're fortunate enough to buy your home with cash, you don't need a title policy. I would argue.